Blackstone presents A Family of His Own by Stephanie Lawrence. This book is read by Matthew Brenner.
Prologue. August 11, 1863. On board a train passing into France from Luxembourg. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. The repetitive rattle of the train's wheels played, mantra-like, in Toby Sinster's mind. Previously, the goading spur had complemented his innate inclination to rush ahead, his eagerness for adventure. Yet today, as he sat by the window with his gaze fixed on the fleeting scenery, he didn't appreciate the constant reminder of time whisking past. He'd been informed that this was to be his last mission for Drake Varisay, Marquess of Winchelsea, the nobleman who managed a slew of British agents deployed in pursuit of the Empire's interests around the globe. Drake also happened to be Toby's cousin-in-law, second cousin-in-law to be precise, and therein lay the rub. Much to Toby's disgust, mounting pressure from the ladies of their combined families, all of whom were hell-bent on seeing Toby suitably wed, had forced Drake's hand. As a gentleman of impeccable breeding, a junior scion of a minor branch of a ducal house, and blessed with every advantage that came with such standing, the right schools, the right connections, and the entree into any social or recreational circle, as well as being independently wealthy and free of dependent ties, Toby was tailor-made to be a covert agent for the state, something Drake had recognized many years ago. Toby's loyalty was beyond question, and his abilities had only grown in response to the challenges he had encountered over the years. Toby knew Drake valued him, that he was, in fact, Drake's most experienced and most trusted agent. That only testified to the degree of pressure that had been brought to bear to make Drake bow to it and declare Toby's career as a covert agent at an end. "I'm only 38. Toby suppressed a jaundiced grimace. In reaching 38 years of age, unwed, he'd avoided the parson's mousetrap for longer than any of his familial peers. All of them, male and female, were now married, and busy establishing families of their own. But he had never seen such a future in his cards, and still didn't. He'd always been content alone, dependent on no...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?